The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Vertical Journeys Podcast, where we'll dive into topics like my personal climbing journey, battling my fear of heights, the ethical responsibilities we as climbers bear, and climbing culture. Join us as we ascend into the fascinating world of climbing, one grip at a time. Hi, I'm your host Squash, and today we're going to explore the incredible women who seem to defy gravity and have left their mark on the world of climbing. In this podcast, we'll explore the life stories and achievements of legendary climbers like Lynn Hill, Janja Garnbret, and Pamela Shanti Pack, as well as examine the advantages and disadvantages of different body types in the sport. Climbing is one of those unique sports where the skill gap between men and women isn't as pronounced as it is in many other sports. In fact, women's climbing is increasingly gaining recognition and popularity, often on par with men's climbing. Climbing is a sport that heavily relies on technique, problem solving, and mental fortitude. While physical strength is important, it doesn't always translate directly into success. Women tend to excel in the technical aspects of climbing, and this can often compensate for any physical differences. Climbing's supportive community and the increasing recognition of female climbers has led to a situation where women's climbing is as popular and competitive as men's climbing, and the skill gap between the genders is narrowing. Oftentimes, we see more men in a given sport simply because of the culture. However, the presence of strong female role models in climbing, such as Lynn Hill, Janja Garnbret, and Ashima Shirashi, is abundant, and has further motivated and empowered women to pursue the sport seriously. No achievement highlights this more than Lynn Hill's first free ascent of the nose route on El Cap. Although we highlighted this in the previous podcast, I aim to go more in depth as to why this was such a monumental achievement in climbing. Lynn Hill's historic free ascent of the nose route on El Cap is undoubtedly one of the most iconic and groundbreaking moments in the history of sports. Her achievement, often simply referred to as freeing the nose, was monumental for several reasons, and it continues to resonate in the climbing world today. Lynn Hill's ascent of the nose was a free climb, which means she used only her hands and feet to ascend the rock face. This was a monumental challenge in and of itself, because the nose is a 2,900-foot granite wall in Yosemite National Park, known for its challenging face sections, the two hardest of which go at 513C and 514B respectively. Hill's climb in 1993 marked the first time anyone had ever free climbed the entire route, demonstrating an unparalleled level of technical skill and strength. Freeing the nose redefined what was considered humanly possible in the world of climbing. Lynn Hill's ability to consistently free climb difficult pitches demonstrated the potential of the human body and spirit. Her dedication, perseverance, and unmatched physical and mental strength set a new benchmark for climbers, both male and female. However, Lynn Hill's success on the nose was not achieved overnight. She had invested years of her life perfecting the route, understanding its intricacies, and pushing her own limits. Her climb serves as a powerful reminder that monumental achievements are often the result of an unwavering determination and years of hard work. Freeing the nose hugely impacted climbing culture, emphasizing the value of free climbing over aid climbing. It encouraged climbers to explore the boundaries of what they could achieve without relying on artificial aids. This shift in focus towards free climbing has shaped modern climbing standards and continues to influence climbers around the world. At that time, women in climbing were often underrepresented and faced stereotypes that they were not as capable as men in the sport. Lynn Hill's achievement broke through these barriers and inspired countless female climbers to challenge societal norms. Her radical climb was a testament to what women could accomplish in a male-dominated field, and it encouraged a new generation of female climbers. Lynn Hill's extraordinary accomplishments in climbing have made her an inspiration to countless individuals, and also has served as a source of motivation and encouragement in my own life. Her historic free ascent of a climb that seemed insurmountable to many showed me that with dedication and effort, the impossible can become achievable. Hill's experiences in Yosemite, as well as her deep connection to the environment, have encouraged me to make my way to Yosemite and embark on my own journeys, pushing my limits and exploring the wonders of nature. In a world where gender stereotypes and societal expectations can often limit one's potential, Lynn Hill's success has shown me that perseverance, skill, and passion can break through those boundaries. Her climb up the nose has taught me to challenge preconceived notions and to pursue my ambitions without hesitation, regardless of any perceived external constraints. Lynn Hill's story is a reminder that ordinary individuals can achieve the extraordinary. And her life has instilled in me a belief that I can accomplish anything I set my mind to. Now, as we shift our focus, let's turn our attention to another extraordinary climber who has been making waves in the climbing world in recent years, Janja Garnbret. Just as Lynn Hill's story redefined what was achievable in her era, Janja Garnbret is pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible today. Janja Garnbret, hailing from Slovenia, has become a household name in the world of competitive climbing, and her achievements are nothing short of awe-inspiring. Janja Garnbret is known for her unparalleled dominance in indoor competition climbing, consistently outperforming her competitors. She has secured the most World Cup victories of any climber, male or female, and her ability to scale complex routes with a seemingly effortless grace has set her apart from the rest of the pack. Janja's remarkable competitive streak often leaves spectators in absolute astonishment, and when she enters, she's expected to win. The International Federation of Sport Climbing, or IFSC, is the international governing body responsible for organizing and overseeing competitive climbing events. The IFSC format is used in various climbing competitions, including the most prestigious World Cup events. The Climbing World Cup runs as a circuit event, which holds multiple cups throughout a given year and gives individual medals for each cup, as well as an overall winner at the end of the season. There are three main categories: bouldering, lead climbing, and speed. And while there is a lot of crossover between lead and bouldering, most of the climbers who enter in these events don't enter the speed event. Even still, lead climbing and bouldering are specialized sports within the world of climbing, where lead climbing is more endurance focused, bouldering is more power based. Janja is special in that she is impressive in both lead and bouldering events, and has established herself as a versatile force in the world of competition climbing. Janja's dominance culminated in the 2019 season when she crushed the Bouldering World Cup by climbing 74 problems out of the 78 problems that were presented to the climbers throughout the season, and won every event on the circuit. A feat that had never been achieved before in the history of competition climbing. The same year, Garnbret won overall lead and bouldering world champion, which marked her dominance in the women's division. In 2020, climbing was announced to be presented in the Olympics for the first time ever, And Yanya lived up to the expectation set on her from the climbing world by securing a gold medal. Yanya Garnbret's achievements in competition climbing are nothing short of extraordinary. Her prowess in both the lead and bouldering disciplines have firmly established her as one of the most dominant and versatile climbers in the world. Her story is a testament to the heights one can achieve with unwavering determination and unparalleled talent. Yanya Garnbret is undoubtedly a climber whose legacy will continue to inspire generations of climbers to come. Now that we've explored the incredible achievements of climbers like Yanya Garnbret, we can better understand that climbing is a sport that challenges the limits of human capability, and it's an arena where climbers with diverse backgrounds and body types can excel in their unique ways. In the world of climbing, the impact of body type on a climber's performance is undeniable. Different body types can offer distinct benefits and drawbacks, with some of the most pronounced differences arising from height. The concept of the climbing box is a valuable framework for understanding how body types can influence a climber's approach and style. The climbing box is a concept in climbing that refers to an imaginary three-dimensional space in which a climber's body operates while ascending a route. Understanding the climbing box is essential for climbers, as it helps them optimize their body positioning and movements during their ascent. Smaller climbers often have a lower center of gravity, which can enhance their stability on the wall. This lower center of gravity allows them to maintain better balance while climbing, especially on intricate and technical routes. Smaller climbers often find it easier to generate and maintain lock-off positions. This increased lock-off strength can be advantageous in holding on to holds or making dynamic moves. Additionally, smaller climbers typically have a greater degree of nimbleness and flexibility, allowing them to fit into tight spaces, execute more intricate sequences, and adapt to the often irregular shapes of climbing holds. However, smaller climbers may struggle with holds that are spaced farther apart or with routes that favor a longer reach. This can present a challenge when attempting dynamic or reachy moves. While small climbers often have a favorable strength-to-weight ratio, they may lack the absolute strength required for certain moves or holds, requiring a great deal of upper body power. As a smaller climber myself, I've noticed that my ability to hold on to smaller holds is often greater than my taller counterpart. My hands are smaller, and I'm able to fit more fingers onto a given hold. In contrast, taller climbers have a natural advantage when it comes to reaching distant holds. They can often bypass more intermediate holds and make longer reaches, which can be advantageous in covering ground quickly and efficiently. Longer limbs can also provide more leverage on holds, allowing taller climbers to utilize holds in ways that may not be accessible to shorter climbers. Drawbacks to a taller body include the presence of a higher center of gravity, which can make taller climbers less stable on the wall. This can be especially challenging on less than vertical routes, called slab routes, where balance is a crucial factor. Additionally, taller climbers may struggle when navigating through narrow sections of a route or fitting into confined spaces on the wall. Understanding the concept of the climbing box helps climbers appreciate the diversity of strengths and challenges that come with different body types. It's important to note that there is no one-size-fits-all approach to climbing, and the sport's inclusivity is partly defined by its ability to accommodate and celebrate a wide range of body types and styles. climbers of all heights and body types can excel and find their own unique advantages in this dynamic and endlessly fascinating sport. In this episode, we covered the skill gap between men and women and how different body types have different benefits or drawbacks in the sport. Thank you for listening.